Welcome to Maura For You. Maura Sweeney is an author, blogger, and public speaker who always has an eye out for you and your personal happiness. Conventional and offbeat, vintage and modern, Maura weaves clever anecdotes, insightful questions, and personal stories that challenge your mindsets and enable you to live happier from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's thoughts.
What are you doing with childhood memories? If you're on a path to living happy from the inside out, this is a great topic to tune into today. Just earlier today, I was prompted to check something out. Apparently, there is a faith-based website known as Pantheos. And earlier this year, they posted an article, and it was entitled, Five Things Your Kids Will Remember About You. And I thought, oh, five things kids will remember about you. I thought of this in so many different ways. Let me first tell you what those five things are that kids will remember about you as their parent, but I want to expand upon this topic in ways that you will find definitely adding to your personal empowerment, helping you become a greater influence, and improving your happiness sense from within. So here are the five things that kids will remember about you. Number one, the times you made them feel safe or not. Number two, the times you gave them undivided attention. Number three, the way you interacted with your spouse. Number four, words of affirmation or criticism. And number five, family traditions. Now, some of you listening today may look back at your childhood and think, wow, I had some great memories. Maybe there are some of you that look back and only remember the bad ones. Well, this is why that list is so critically important. As we can look at our lives, no matter where we are, we can use these five little areas that were referenced in that article as points of reference to become people of influence. Now, maybe you had a not so great childhood and you like to blame your current behavior on your parents. Why not use these five touch points to improve the experience your own child will have? Maybe you have no children at all, or maybe you have grown children and you're out in society. You can use these five touch points as a way of influencing and impacting the lives of others. For example, the times you made someone feel safe or not. Are you working in business right now, and do you use your position to bully other people? Ah, that is making an influence and creating a memory on others around you. How about this one? Times when you gave them undivided attention. Who might you have in your wake that could really benefit even for 15 minutes of undivided attention? Maybe you have some insights, some wisdom, or some instruction to deliver to someone who would be so grateful for your contribution and for the sense of importance it gives them. Here's another one that I thought was wonderful. Words of affirmation or criticism. You know, we don't have to be parents to use words of affirmation or criticism, but where do you live in life where you have opportunity to affirm or maybe criticize those around you? Even sometimes when we are correcting someone, can we use that as an opportunity to teach and uplift? There was a woman that I had interviewed several years ago who gave me a great little nugget. And what she said is this: when she was managing a television station out in the Midwest, she would always say to challenging employees, "I really know that you want to do better. Your behavior here is harming you. I really want to see you succeed. Let's take a closer look at the behavior and see how we can work this better." That's a way of both affirming an individual and correcting them. Talk about a teachable and memorable moment. This is where you don't have to be a parent of a child. You can just be a person of influence. Lastly, I want you to consider this. Maybe you're a very busy person who doesn't interact with that many people throughout the day. There was a story I heard about a year ago from Regina Calcaterra. Regina is a name that you may know through her book, Etched in Sand. It was a New York Times bestseller about growing up as an abandoned child in Long Island. I heard Regina speak last year, and one thing that she shared hit me so powerfully. Here was a girl who was playing surrogate parent at the age of 8 and 10 to younger siblings who had no direction at all in life. And yet she vividly remembers going to a childhood friend's home for an evening when she was in school, and the mom gave her a clean bath, a clean set of pajamas, a toothbrush. They were such basic items, and yet that mother took some time and showed her what a healthy family life was like. Now, Regina today has come a long way. She's a very influential woman of means, and she's also an attorney. She credits so much of the positive memories that were infused and imparted into her life, not by parents, but by those around her that had taken a few moments to make their mark, to show her that she mattered, to give her some teachable moments, and to make her feel safe. Wherever you are today, even if you are that former child who felt unsafe, maybe unloved, maybe not paid attention to, imagine looking for places in your own life today where you can take those former experiences and turn them around by exercising yourself in positive ways to make good memories for those around you. Well, wherever you are today, my wish for you is that you take something of today's thought and use it in your life so that you can live happier from the inside out. But before we go, let's hang on and listen to someone else tell us what makes them happy from the inside out. Till the next time, this is Maura Sweeney. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Connie Bowman, and I live in the beautiful state of Maryland on the east coast of the United States. And I'm an actress and a voiceover talent. I'm also the host of a podcast called Happy Healthy You, about living a whole life in mind, body, and spirit. And Maura was a recent guest, so that makes me happy. I'm also the author of a book called Back to Happy, A Journey of Hope, Healing, and Waking Up, about healing after the loss of my daughter, Megan. And I really believe that we can all get back to happy after a loss or a major life event. And I wanted to share my story in the hope that someone else might be encouraged to find their way back to happy. Yeah, that's what makes me happy.
For more about Maura, visit her at mauraforyou.com, where you can find videos, blogs, and her book series, The Art of Happiness. Visit mauraforyou.com, where Maura is always for you.